Here is your Forbes daily briefing for Thursday, March 28th. Today on Forbes, here's how much Donald Trump is worth. What's Donald Trump really worth? People have been asking the question for decades, though never with as much urgency as they are today. The answer? $6.4 billion, according to our most recent tally, conducted March 26th, 2024. Forbes reporters broke down the Trump fortune asset by asset. Here are some of the most important ones. Most of Trump's fortune, $4.6 billion of it, now stems from Truth Social's parent company, Trump Media and Technology Group. Trump's social media venture is not much of a business, generating just $4.6 million in annual revenue. But that does not seem to be bothering the gamblers who get their kicks throwing money at meme stocks. They've bid up shares of the Trump Media and Technology Group so much that the former president's stake now makes up the majority of his net worth. Trump's real estate empire accounts for $1.1 billion of his net worth. His portfolio includes multiple properties in New York, a skyscraper in California, a hotel in Las Vegas, and three homes in Florida. Of his New York City properties, the most valuable is the Manhattan skyscraper, 1290 Avenue of the Americas, which has a net value of $248 million. He doesn't have control over the building, but that value represents Trump's 30% stake in office and retail. The building is overseen by Stephen Roth, the CEO of Vornado Realty Trust. Then there's 6 East 57th Street, with a net value of $107 million. Trump owns two leaseholds on retail, lasting until 2079 and 2094. There's Trump Park Avenue, where Trump owns 17 condos and a portion of the retail, together worth $105 million. Then, of course, there's Trump Tower, with a net value of $61 million, where Trump owns office and retail. A Forbes analysis of records suggests that Trump lied about the size of Trump Tower, claiming it included 246,000 square feet of retail and office space. Property records list 235,000 square feet, but not only that. 53,000 square feet of that cover less valuable common elements like elevators, public restrooms, and mechanical spaces. Atop Trump Tower, the former president owns the penthouse, with a net value of $50 million. Trump lied about its size for years, claiming it was 33,000 square feet when city records indicate it's really just shy of 11,000 square feet. In San Francisco, there's the skyscraper 555 California Street, with a net value of $127 million. In Las Vegas, there's the Trump International Hotel, with a net value of $61 million. Trump owns 50% of the hotel and condos. Clubs and resorts make up the next largest portion of Trump's net worth, at $810 million. The most famous of these is Mar-a-Lago, his private club in Florida where he decamped after leaving the White House, which is worth $292 million. When the coronavirus hit, Northeasterners flocked south and Floridians stayed put. Huge demand and limited supply sent prices soaring, which was welcome news for the state's homeowners, including Trump. He bought the Palm Beach Club in 1985 for $8 million. His resort, Trump National Doral Miami, has a net value of $149 million. And he owns 10 U.S. golf clubs and golf courses in 6 states, worth a total net value of $270 million. Other assets include 3 European golf properties worth $100 million, a $59 million licensing and management business, and 2 airplanes and a helicopter worth $15 million. Trump is being weighed down by legal liabilities of over $540 million after civil judgments in 2 New York State court cases. With Trump vowing to appeal and fight in court, it could be months or even years before this hole in his balance sheet is resolved. For full coverage and to see the entire list of Trump's assets broken down, asset by asset, check out Dan Alexander's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.